ZLK Mobile.
Just headed down to get Bernie some strawberries, Shane. How you doing? I was hoping I'd hear ya.
Going to make you some strawberry shortcake?
Making a strawberry pie, and I think she's making a rhubarb pie for the daughters and kids down there.
Strawberry in that rhubarb pie?
No, Shane, and I'm out on the road, so I can't tell you that. But the other one sprays strawberries, but I kind of think she does because she said she ran out of berries and we just bought some the other day.
A fresh local stand you can get them from, or do you have to go to a store?
About 2 to 3 miles is all I got to go down here to Fisher's Orchard, and it's just... Just down 101 a little ways, Shane, from us. And really lovely people and really nice stuff.
I remember if strawberries were in season, but I think they are. I was at my son's house this weekend, and his wife planted a few strawberries in the backyard. And the girls were out there collecting them and eating them.
To the house. That's what I do with the raspberries a lot of times when they come up. Well, she made strawberry shortcake the other night with homemade ice cream, and that's about as far uptown as you can get. I got a question. I burnt my mouth, I think, with a cup of coffee. Is there anything you can use for that?
I got something smart to say, but nothing was coming, so I don't really know, Tom. I don't think so. I think you're just pretty much stuck with it.
This time. Well, I got some mouthwash that's supposed to help, but it kind of numbs it, and then you go drink a hot cup of coffee and you don't know you're getting burned. Kind of a catch-22. But yeah, they were getting the strawberries, and you said they weren't local there at first, but now they are, and so I think they're coming from Strawberry Hill, if I had to guess, and I think I heard them say that. But those cantaloupes they got here are out of this world. It's funny, Bernice can't hardly stand to clean them. She don't like cantaloupes. She don't even like the smell of them, but oh gosh, I love them.
I love cantaloupe. Honeydew, any of those melons like that are really good. We bought a bunch of strawberries for the wedding. Beth bought all the food, and a lady that she works with, her and her daughters kind of prepped it all. Well, Beth did a lot of the prep, but then they set it out for the wedding. So we bought a bunch of strawberries from Costco, and they looked good, and they were, you know how they are at Costco, they're always really big. And they tasted pretty good, but my granddaughter gave me one of those strawberries from their backyard, and I tell you what, it was so much sweeter, but it was about a quarter of the size.
The ones we had the other night with the shortcake were just awesome, and they were out of our garden. A lot of them didn't make it this last winter. It's not a very big garden by any means, Shane, but I just picked one out there today. She's been working to try to get rid of the weeds, and there's an acorn tree right there, an oak tree, and it drops those dang acorns in there, and boy, she's been fighting them like crazy to get rid of them. But the berries off of them are out of this world. She ordered some new ones. They call them Everberry, I think, Shane.
I like homegrown vegetables and fruits or berries, you know. And even if they don't look the same, or there's just something about pulling them out of your own garden and eating them. It's just nothing like it.
From Costco's and Sam's and that, they seem like they got kind of a hard core in the center of them. I think it's because they pick them so darn green, you know. And they're just not as good as the homegrown ones. I imagine Strawberry Hills are excellent. We've gotten them there before, but it's been a long time ago. And then there's a place up Locust Hill Road here quite a ways out, and it's got really good strawberries, but they are in season for sure.
Okay. Yeah, they sound good. I haven't really worked much radio, Tom, but the other night, I think it was a TX-9V or something like that, the expedition down there in the South Pacific, kind of east of Australia, a little northeast, a little island. I worked sideband on, I think it was 12 meters, CW on 17 meters, right after the other. So they were coming in pretty good.
I mean, and there's one now, ZS8 something or other, and it's down by where, that rare island I've gotten a long time ago. It's south of the tip of Africa out in there, which puts it about 9,000 some odd miles, Shane. Now, he's supposed to be off the air for 3 days, and I forget why. But it's a ZS, and ZS is usually South Africa, but this one isn't. It's ZS8, and I think South Africa's ZS6. So when he comes back on, that'd be a really good one, and I don't even think I have it. But chances are really good. It's set around 0600 Zulu, whenever that is, and it's that's the best chances I see on the vocap predictions on the summit. So you might look for that one, and it's print something or other. I got a email the other day from the club, and it said it was going to be back up in about 3 days, and I think it put it this weekend. Well, I've arrived, Shane. Great talking to you, and I'm going to run in there and get those berries she's baking right now, and she's going to kill me if I don't get back with them. Take care, Shane. In 4ZLK and 0TR.
Better hurry, and make sure you buy a little extra so you can eat a few on the way home, because if you buy what she asked for, she'll know if any's missing. Talk to you later. And 0TR and 4ZLK. W4DJW and 4ZLK. It depends on what's going on. I'm going to try to make an effort to, though. I heard some news. Tomorrow night, specifically. Well, I missed it. I'm sorry. Got to make sure. I got to go to Columbia tomorrow for the day. I will be back. But my granddaughters are staying over, and I don't know. My radio room, well, I've got an HD. I can pull it out. My shack is a third bedroom, and I'm not sure if the granddaughters will be in there or not. But I have it on my phone, and I was telling somebody the other day, I'll listen if I'm driving around and interested in a conversation, then I got to get out and make a delivery. I'll turn it on real quick so I can hear it, but I always forget about using it to transmit. You don't think about it because that's the cell phone. I don't have it on my computer. I don't think a Mac. I have a MacBook, and I don't think it works. I tried it on the iPad years ago, and I couldn't ever get it to work. But anyway. But I, you know, I'm in the radio because I like the radios. They're growing up, too. I don't know if I'm miles ahead, but I enjoy it. I haven't done, I was listening to it this morning on the way in. I've got an app that will send a conversation, like it's talking to me, my call and my name and all that. It'll send a conversation and makes up a location and a call sign and all that. And I was listening to it on the way into work, copying it. Tags and signs, and I'm doing that for a long time. I have no problem doing that. It's the hearing it and translating it back. That's where I'm slower, and I guess probably most people are like that. It's easier to send than it is to receive it. Headlines, and you can pick different news sources, BBC, NPR, ABC, CBS, and it'll basically just spits out headlines at you. You know, you set the speed and character spacing and all that. So I tried that a little bit, but it's easier for me with conversations because you kind of know, or CUSOs, I guess, you know what's coming. Well, at least you know kind of a pattern. You're going to get a name and a signal report and a location in the rig and antenna and that kind of thing. So that's what I'm working on right now. Set that space quickly, you know, as fast as you can. You want to hear it. You want to hear it as one complete unit and not count the dits and daws. And I think that's right because you hear the character as an individual character instead of, if you send it, if it's sent to you 5 words a minute, you're like, okay, 2 daws and a dit. You know, what is that? Or you're kind of counting it as it goes. But if it's all almost one unit, I think you learn it a lot better, and that's how I've been doing it. Now, the spacing of the letters, I think I've been learning it at 15 words a minute. But the actual character speed itself, the individual dots and dashes, I'm having it set pretty fast.
18 words a minute in 0 TR. Spacing, and I learned it a lot faster that way. But the ARRL, the programs that I had were, you know, real, real slow when you were learning 5 words a minute and that. But once they put the bit rate up there, it was a lot easier to learn. It was like music. Go ahead, Jake.
I think I need to sit down and bump up the speed and kind of go through it again. I enjoyed it. It's under my belt. You know, I can have conversations slowly and do okay with it. But I really have to concentrate. Can't have anything else going on right now. Can't have another radio going. But I've made a lot of good conversations, a lot of good contacts that are more than just, you know, like the contest contacts. So I got to jump out of here. I'm backed into a dock, and I got to go try to move them along so I can go home. Good to talk to both of you tonight. I'll be around later, I think. Dave, I'll turn it to you, W4DJW and 4ZLK.
I'm just passing Willis's number 8 here. I had to go get Bernice some strawberries to finish up a couple of pies that she's making, a strawberry pie and I think a strawberry rhubarb pie. Shane asked me that if she put strawberries in. I'm pretty sure she does, but she wanted me to pick up some more right quick because she's in the process. And I think that one goes to the daughter. She likes rhubarb pie. I think they're a little tart for me. Will you take care of them doggies and give them a hug for me and tell Amy hi, and we'll catch you over down the line. W4DJW. I'm feeling better too, Dave, and they got me some new medicine today. This is N0TR73.